Well, this is actually a follow-on to the OMB announcement from November 19th on changes to IT project management and overall management of technology more broadly. What federal CIO Vivek Kundra will announce on December 9th is how agencies will be expected to implement these new requirements. Now, we're talking about several different areas here, starting with how agencies buy technology, how they manage technology projects, and even what's allowable in terms of communications with vendors when it comes to developing acquisition strategies and even requests for proposals. Kundra says OMB and the Office of Personnel Management are working on a career series for project managers, and actually that could be done in the next 6 months. Wow. The goal is to provide standards on what Kundra calls horizontal mobility for project managers. So, for instance, when they work on one system in one agency,
right,
and then another agency has a very similar need system-wise, that project manager could go work on that system.
Almost like a set of skill sets that you can take. If you have expertise in financial management systems, you'd be able to take it agency to agency.
Exactly. Yeah. And the one agency you're leaving and the one you're going to knows that you've been trained based on a set of standards.
That you have a certain expertise.
Exactly. Yeah. A set of skills.
Yeah.
So that's coming about in the next 6 months or so. Now, along those same lines, OMB also will release what they call a detailed playbook on how agencies can move to modular or agile development for systems. Kundra says it's not enough just to put it in the federal acquisition regulations, but agencies need templates and specifics, and he's working very closely with OFPP Administrator Dan Gordon on that. Mm. So that's another piece that's going to come into play. Another area OMB will discuss over the next weeks is the expansion of their tech stat sessions beyond the OMB-led sessions. Now, we've reported this before that OMB wants to take tech stat down to the agency level, but I think this announcement on Thursday will discuss how agencies are going to be expected to do that. Now, if you remember, tech stat is where there's a problem IT project. OMB and Danny Werfel, basically the CFO of the government, they come in together. They bring the business people, the CIO, the CFO, the acquisition people.
Right.
They sit around the table and they say, we're going to fix this, and this is how we're going to fix it. And, in fact, the tech stat sessions have been going on for about a year now, and Kundra reports that they've reduced spending on IT projects by $3 billion across all these agencies that have participated in tech stat. And in fact, the projects as well, they're seeing a big difference. They used to take anywhere from 24 months to almost 8 years to come up with a deliverable. Now they're seeing deliverables in 8 months.
And part of the change there is they're not just focusing on the full list of high risk. They're taking a step back. What is really important that we get done that helps agencies actually do their jobs better and focusing on those?
Right. Those projects and those deliverables. Okay. What can we get done in 6 to 12 months? What can make a difference in that agency for their mission?
Yeah.
Now, finally, OMB also will make it clear how much and what types of communications agencies and vendors can have around acquisition. Kundra says for too long, departments have really missed doubt on possible innovations because of a fear of facing either a bid protest or just the fear of, I can't talk to the vendor. I may lose my job over it. And in fact, Kundra says the federal acquisition regulation lets contracting personnel really have wide conversation with vendors. And again, this is another thing that Kundra and OFPP Administrator Dan Gordon are working on to make clear what can and what cannot be discussed, because they believe that there's a big opportunity. As I said, they're being missed out time and again as acquisition and acquisition strategies are developed.
Well, and he did a really good job indeed when he was at D.C. He posted these public things on YouTube, so everyone had access to them. So there was no playing, favorites. Everyone had access to it.
And in fact, he said, look what we did with the recovery board and recovery.gov. That's very similar to what we did. Now, he said that may or may not be a model for everything, but that just shows you what could be done.
So the Kundra's discussions today, I'm guessing that they have some impacts as we look. The agency is now planning for 2012 budgets and even beyond that.
Absolutely. In fact, the announcement in many ways was laying the vision for IT from the Obama administration. Now, over the last year, I've talked to several CIOs who've said to me, OMB has a lot of initiatives, cloud computing, open government, but it's unclear where they're heading. What's the end result? What are we trying to get to? And I think that's a lot of trepidation in the CIO community about where we're going. And I think that what Kundra is using this December 9th announcement is to lay out that broad vision in many ways. He said over the next 5 years, there'll be several significant changes, including how the government buys and manages what he calls commodity technology. This includes email, storage, infrastructure, even cybersecurity. And in fact, Kundra says CIOs should have full control over the budget for all of this commodity IT purchasing. And I caught up with him after his speech for more details on this idea of CIOs having more control over the budget.
Teeb, you know, it's a no-brainer that you'll gain efficiencies, whether it's consolidating data centers, database licenses, financial systems across the department. But for mission IT, for example, if you're the Department of Transportation, it makes sense to have the FAA run the next generation air traffic control system. It makes sense, you know, at HHS to have CMS run the Medicare, Medicaid systems. But they don't necessarily need to own the data centers. They don't necessarily need to own the back-end compute system. And the reason is because we've noticed there's a huge failure rate when the business people don't own the technology or don't own the project. And there's a huge failure rate when the technology people aren't involved in a lot of these decisions.
Now, I also asked Kundra about a rumored memo on the role of the CIO that has supposedly been in the works for the better part of a year. Now, he wouldn't answer that one. He said he got to wait till next week as well. So I imagine that means we're going to hear a little bit more about how OMB wants to really push up the role of the CIO,
yeah.
As you heard from Roger Baker at the, I think it was the GCN Gala, about,
yeah.
You know, what CIOs really need to really not just have a seat at the table, but
own the table. Roger Baker, the VA CIO, made a very impassioned speech. VA, the only agency in government that by law, all IT spending comes through his office. It needs his signature in order to be spent. And he said, we've made incredible differences in a very short period of time. And he argues that that is step number one to making changes.
And I think that Vivek Kundra recognizes that. And he's taken a small step, which is this idea of commodity IT.
So does this mean that Vivek Kundra recognizes the changing role of the CIO? It sounds like they want him to have more power, at least in the budget anyway,
yeah,
as we were just talking about.
Exactly. I think that's exactly what he wants to do. He says for too long, CIOs have been focused on policy, and instead he thinks they should more focus on what he calls execution. Hmm. And he says he's working with Congress, specifically the Appropriations Committee, about giving CIOs more authority over the budget for commodity IT, such as email infrastructure storage and the like. Now, one question I did ask him was if he thinks CIOs will get almost pigeonholed into being in charge of just this commodity IT.
Right.
Again, out of the decision-making area, move back to the back room area, make sure that the storage is there, the email is working. And in fact, while program managers and business people will take over the IT for mission systems.
Quite the contrary. What happens is we want to make sure that the CIO is involved. What we're not saying is that they're not involved. What I'm saying is the centralization of funding. Providing that for commodity IT because you can gain much greater efficiencies. But the management reforms that we're talking about, such as productizing the tech stat accountability sessions, the CIO would be very involved, hand in hand, with the business side. At the end of the day, the most successful projects are where they've partnered well, and the worst projects are where they don't get along or they're moving in different directions.
Now, Kundra also is encouraging CIOs with powerful bureaus to become more involved in the execution at all levels of agencies. Take, you know, Interior Department, Treasury Department. They have 800-pound gorillas. Justice,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, Justice
and
as FBI, Treasury as IRS.
Interior has been long known that their bureaus are more powerful
VA
than the department.
Had that situation, and that's part of the power of the purse.
Yeah, absolutely. And what he's saying is these agency CIOs should focus more on projects at the bureau level and even move some staff away from policy and into that execution phase. Now, I asked him about that suggestion and whether it's one of those easier said than done.
Imagine if the conversation you're having with your cabinet secretaries, your deputy secretaries as a CIO is around, you know, let me tell you just about what we're doing on IPv6 or data centers. Well, the deputies would be very interested if there was an aggressive, hands-on management of the portfolio. I don't know any deputy, and I've spent a lot of time with the deputies at the President's Management Council and the secretaries. They're all very interested in making sure that they're cracking down on ways that they're going after projects that are not performing. All I'm saying is that it hasn't been the traditional focus of most departmental CIOs, and you don't need new legislation. You don't need new authorities. And I would encourage, you know, departmental CIOs to sit down with me with these tech set sessions. That's what's been happening, is that we've partnered together, and now we're seeing where the waste is.
Is there a hurricane going on in there?
We did a walk and talk outside, so you know that's why you hear the beeping and the sirens and fun stuff.
Yeah, dodging buses and big wind blasts and everything. So all these changes in store for the CIO. What do they expect to manage and fund IT? Did Vivek Kundra offer any insights about the 2012 IT budget?
Well, he actually offered quite a few tidbits about the 2012 IT budget request. In fact, my understanding is that the 2012 budget passback guidance that OMB gives the agencies every year should be sent around maybe as early as next week.
Wow.
Now, this basically lays out what agencies will be expected to do over the next year and plus. So Kundra highlights several areas, including more specifics about the new cloud first policy. Now, he says agencies will be expected to work on a government only cloud, at least with some functions such as email, collaboration, even a light workflow application. The administration also will challenge vendors to provide financial management services through the cloud. I think this is the idea of taking the shared services concept even one step further. Now, another area he says that they're going to focus on is the way agencies provide grants to states, and that's going to begin to change in the 2012 budget. Right now, agencies provide funding to all the states for grants, and each state has their own system to report back to the federal government on how they use the money. Kundra says, well, there's better, cheaper ways we can do this, and what the administration is going to do is encourage the development of what he calls regional clouds for grant reporting. He realizes this is going to take years to change, but the first part of this policy shift is going to start in 2012. The 2012 guidance also will require agencies to invest funding in continuous monitoring around cybersecurity. This is part of the CyberScope initiative, and the idea of submitting all this cyber data to a central place for the U.S. CERT department, for U.S. CERT at DHS, to review and get really a government-wide view of what's going on around cybersecurity. Now, finally, Kundra says that the FedSpace tool, which is a collaboration portal for feds, is in the beta mode, and it's being used mainly by the chief financial officers, chief acquisition officers, and CIO councils to share best practices. The expansion of FedSpace is dependent on actually 2011 funding, so it's kind of unclear when and if that's going to come with the continuing resolutions and such. So obviously we've got a lot of change going around IT management and IT management of projects. And actually, in many ways, this is just the beginning. So that December 9th announcement, it's going to be very interesting to see if it answers a lot of the questions and kind of puts some of the CIOs and other technology managers at ease in terms of what's the end result. What are agencies going, where are they heading?
And it was a story.